this, Mr. Groman?
Judge, this is Daryl Brookins.
State of Florida versus Daryl Brookins, 2024 CF 538. Mr. Brookins is in custody pending pretrial detention. Mr. Groman has filed a substitution of counsel, which I've signed and authorized him to take over for the public defender. The state is present this morning, represented by Assistant State Attorney Charlie Lawrence. It's case number 2024 CF 538. The defendant, Mr. Brookins, has been arrested for a charge of sexual battery by someone on someone 12 years or less. But
Judge, I believe.
12 years, but less than 18.
Yes.
By a person 18 years of age or older. So, Ms. Lawrence, what degree crime is that?
It is a first-degree felony, Judge.
Okay. So is the state pursuing pretrial detention?
The state would rely on the affidavit alone.
Okay. So I'll find that that's insufficient evidence to establish probable cause for pretrial detention. So we'll now convert the matter to a bond hearing. Mr. Groman, do you have any testimony or evidence to present?
Just of Mr. Brookins, Your Honor.
Mr. Brookins, face the clerk, raise your right hand to be sworn.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give in this case to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, Your Honor.
Put your hand down. You may inquire.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Brookins, can you state your name and spell your last for the record?
Daryl Bernard Brookins, Jr.
Speak up, Mr. Brookins.
Daryl Bernard Brookins, Jr.
Thank you.
That close, but, Mr. Brookins, do you own a tax preparation service?
Yes, sir.
And how long have you owned that business?
5 years.
You have a tax preparation certificate?
Yes, sir.
Are you engaged in furthering your education at the moment?
Yes, sir.
And how so?
I've been attending school to go get my accounting degree.
How long have you lived in Manatee County?
Possibly my whole life.
Is it your whole life or possibly?
My whole life.
Okay. Do you have family in the area?
Yes, sir, all.
All of your family, including immediate and extended?
Yes, sir.
You have another pending case of felony battery, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And the court set a bond of $25,000 in that case?
Yes, sir.
Taking that bond into consideration in your ability to post the bond that the court's going to set here, what would you be able to afford?
$2,000, $3,000.
Would that be with the assistance of a surety agent?
Yes, sir.
A bondsman?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
How much did he say?
$3,000, Judge. So if the bonds combined were somewhere around $30,000, he would have the ability to bond out with the assistance of a surety agent. I don't have any further questions for you.
Ms. Lawrence, any questions for him?
No questions. I do have argument.
Let me finish reading the PCA, please. So, Ms. Lawrence, did they get any results back on the DNA testing?
Not yet.
Are there any statements, admissions, or confessions on the part of the defendant that are not disclosed in the
not
PCA?
Not that I'm aware of.
What's your argument?
Yes, Your Honor. Looking towards the facts of the bond statute, the nature and circumstances of the offense, it is alleged that he has raped his 17-year-old cousin, not once but multiple times. As far as the weight of the evidence, the victim is cooperative. His criminal history does begin in 2013 with a carrying concealed firearm. In 2015, he has a sale of cocaine within 1,000 feet of a church. Two of those in 2016 is a leaving the scene of a crash. 2017, possession of marijuana with intent to sell, along with the resisting without violence, and another resisting without violence. In 2019 is a dropped domestic battery. In 2020 is a dropped carrying concealed firearm and a battery conviction. 2021 is a perjury charge. In 2022, he has a dropped child abuse, violation of injunction, and battery. And then he does have the pending battery in which he is alleged to have touched his 18-year-old sister's butt and put
He's
her hand.
Done what?
He was alleged to touch his 18-year-old sister's butt, and he put her hand on his penis. That is the battery that is pending that he was.
Was he arrested for that prior to this?
He was arrested for that. I'm not. It's all very recent. He's being arrested for all of them around the same time.
Was he out on bond on that charge?
No, I believe that's the other bond that counsel was referencing that
right.
he was given. See the arrest date is February 26th.
Your Honor, according to the PCA and that felony battery, this was a call after some members of the family heard about Mr. Brookins' arrest. In this case, apparently other victims came forward, alleged victims, and the PCA was drafted for his arrest in a later case. So he's not out on bond. He's not alleged to have committed any new crimes while out on bond.
Okay.
He does have a failure to appear in 2017 and a violation of probation in 2017. As far as the nature and probability of danger to the community, it does appear that there is a pattern of forcing himself on young women relatives. There are already multiple victims. I've been informed that there is possibly a third victim, but we're not sure at this point if there's going to be a charge or if it's going to be a Williams rule. The nature and probability of intimidation and danger to the victim, they are related. In the other PCA with the battery, she did indicate that she was afraid of him and she was afraid to report it because of him. He knows where they live. He knows how to contact them. For all of these reasons, I would be asking for a $250,000 bond.
Anything else you wanted to say, Mr. Goldman?
Your Honor, I think in your review of the PCA, an arrest might have been arguably premature in this case. Mr. Brookins has longstanding ties to the community. I think a $250,000 bond would be tantamount to no bond. He has a business that is in the height of tax prep season. He has every incentive to remain in place. Mr. Brookins would absolutely comply with any no-contact orders that are put in place with this court. While he does have a minor criminal history, there's no serious issues of violence. I think if the state can point to any pattern in Mr. Brookins' behavior, I think we can point just as many fingers at the victim's late reporting of these crimes and the lack of potential probable cause law enforcement even had to make an arrest of Mr. Brookins at that time.
Okay, I'll set the bond at $100,000 plus supervised release. He'll have no contact with the victim. If he does make the bond and is on supervised release, he'll have a curfew. He'll not be allowed out of his house after 9 o'clock at night. He won't be able to leave before 6 o'clock in the morning. He'll have no intentional contact with anyone under the age of 18. Do you have children of your own?
Yes, sir.
How old are they?
4, 3, 2, 1, 1.
Okay. The exception to the no intentional contact will be your own biological children you can have contact with, provided you're not the subject of a DCF proceeding. If you're the subject of a DCF proceeding, you'll only have contact in accordance with the rules, regulations, and orders imposed either in the formal dependency proceeding or in some type of safety plan with the Department of Children and Family Services. And you understand that no contact means no face-to-face contact, no contact through a third person. The only person that's allowed to contact this witness or victim on your behalf is Mr. Grohlman or somebody working on behalf of Mr. Grohlman. You can't have friends, relatives, nobody. You cannot communicate with them electronically by text, email, or any social media whatsoever. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
If you violate that condition of your bond, you can be charged with a new crime and your bond can be revoked. Do you understand all of that?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.